Beloved heart dwellers, may you embrace this message with faith and put it into action faithfully. Amen. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, "So you have inquired of me about what is on my heart and mind, and you know so well what is deep down in the pit of your soul. Yes, it is about this war that will soon begin, and the souls that might be lost to me forever. That is what my heart grieves for. Claire, I am pulling out all the stops to cause my people called by my name to pray for the nations, your nation and others around the world as well. The 21 days of prayer that were asked for on 9/11 are critical. Apply your heart to these and bring home to the community how very critical they are. Do this for me, please." And I answered, "Holy Spirit, would you please help me with the right words?" You know, after a while, it gets old. Pray for your country, pray for the nation, pray for the world. But when you think of the alternatives, what could happen if we didn't pray? It's not good. Jesus continued, "What is not registering is the gravity of the situation, what you have never lived through. The evil ones are seeking to begin a world war. President Trump knows well the casualties and is trying with all his ability to avoid a world war. China is hell-bent on destroying America, Claire. They have a solid foothold. There are so many factors that could cause it to start. But I, too, have placed my hand between the trigger and the target in hopes that mankind will find another way. What I am making war on is the evil infrastructure that still remains in this world. I wish to shield the innocent while taking down the evil." Lord, do you mean that there's hope for America that we will not have war? He continued, "Much remains to be seen if prayer is multiplied. I am not trying to be evasive. I am giving you a glimmer of hope. You have understood that I am causing the worst of the effects of Nibiru to be held in place for the time being. The very finger holding it in place is prayer. All over the world, pressure is being released to prevent some of the greater catastrophes from happening. This is why scientists are puzzled that nothing has happened yet. I told you before that Yellowstone would be released slowly over a vast area, and this was to prevent the explosion of a supervolcano and the demise of your country. However, New York is another story. There will come a time that it will be used to swallow and bury the iniquities of the past, turning it even into molten lava deep within the bowels of the earth. I have much disgust for what has been going on there, especially New York City. None of you really understand the degree to which I am withholding the dissolution of America because of those who fast and pray and take me seriously. Every time people gather together in Washington, D.C., or other capitals, the hand of destruction that is ticking on the clock is pushed back significantly in proportion to the repentance and fervor of their prayers. There are many prayer warriors in your nation that no one knows about, and their gift for true intercession and fasting, as well as declaring life where death should be, has a substantial effect on postponing what will eventually take place. But for now, you and your littleness with your little ones are doing your part. If I did show to you what you have gained for your nation, it would surprise you to no end. So keep up the good work and the solid prayers, especially when you can devote your heart to it between more demanding tasks. Lying in bed and praying with all your heart before you fall asleep is also effective prayer. There is a constant effort being exerted in your community to cause little disputes and irritations that can be exploited by the demons to cause a big division. Be on guard for these. Truly, it is the little foxes that spoil the vine. Continue to share this with them so they will be on their guard and see to it that they have no part in such things. Yeah, the enemy is always trying to cause misunderstandings or quirks of language, or I say one thing, they hear another thing. And we've really gotten pretty smart to that, so we don't get our hackles up because we know the enemy's in there trying to stir them up. But we still have to keep a close watch on that. And you know what happens is you might say something in total innocence, and the other person receives it with a sucker punch to the gut because the enemy hits them really hard and steps on an old wound, an old button. And so they kind of freak out over it. They might not show it immediately, but you can sense that you laid an egg. Later we can talk about it and come to understand that the enemy was twisting and distorting and putting emphasis on things that I never meant to say. Now, this happens with all human beings. It's not just between the mother of a community, and it happens with everyone. Jesus continued, "I cannot tell you for certain when things will break loose, but you will know by world events. Many are going to die from the COVID vaccine, and it will demoralize the country. Not everyone received the vaccine. There were many who received saline injection. This is why it makes it harder for others to recognize how lethal these injections are. They have deliberately timed this so that many more would be vaccinated, not knowing the dangers. Lord, is there any way to save those who are seriously damaged from COVID?" Jesus continued, "It depends very much on the state of grace they are in and what they have agreed to before coming to earth. Some souls made very heroic offerings of themselves to turn humanity around. Others are oblivious. I will say this much. None of these deadly organisms can survive in my blood. If you truly believe and saturate that soul's body in my blood, they can be healed, depending on other factors like the state of grace and previous agreements before being sent to earth. But in any case, there is no harm in trying while expecting my intervention. I will intervene in some way because of your prayers. Nothing evil can survive in my blood. Remember that. You have asked me to tell you what is going on, and now I have done so. I would like you to release this on all your channels. Prayer for the world and my blood for this plague. If you truly have faith and believe, you can say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed,' and it will surely be cast into the sea. I love you all, my faithful ones, and I thank you for your prayers and the times when you have visited me to bring comfort. Oh, how I cherish those who comfort me. I will always be a comfort to them. Apply your hearts now, my dear ones, to serious prayer for the nations, because truly you are holding back the tide of evil with your prayers. And saturate your loved ones in my blood. I bless you now with perseverance and courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." And that was the end of his message, dear heart dwellers. And I just wanted to mention to you that we're coming into the fall and winter season now, and there are a lot of people living out on the mesa that don't have firewood. So besides feeding the hungry mouths here, we need to take care of them. So I'm asking if any of you would like to donate, to purchase wood for them, your donation for that, and whatever you can do to sustain the community here is greatly appreciated. And we pray for you every single day. Special blessings on those who support the ministry, covering them so the enemy cannot steal finances away from them. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. You're loved, very loved by all of us.